Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Save big money on everything at Menards. Keep your guns, ammunition, and valuables secure with Sports Afield Gun Safes. We have multiple sizes available to fit your needs. The spacious interiors are fully carpeted to protect against scratches and include adjustable side shelves to suit your storage needs. Save big on Sports Afield at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana. Powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative. They do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we're in the last hour now. It's a beautiful day out there. The sun's shining. It's July 5th. We're still a free country. And, you know, everything's not perfect, but it's better than it could be. And it's better than most other places. So I want to revisit a story that I talked about earlier, just because there are so many stations that have just now joined us. I think it's worth talking about again, because I just want to get this message out. You know, it's Joe Biden again. And the guy during the debate is, and this is just, it blows me away. And I have a clip of this. So if you think that I'm lying to you, I'm going to play the audio and you can hear it for yourself. But Joe Biden said during that debate that no American troops have died under his watch. Obviously, you forgot about the 13 that died in that debacle, that mess of a withdrawal from Afghanistan. And three that died in January from in Jordan from a drone attack. But our sitting president said during the debate that, well, here, listen to it for yourself.
The idea that he did something that was significant in the military, you know, when he was president, they were still killing people in Afghanistan. He didn't do anything about that. When he was president, we were still finding ourselves in a position where you had a notion that we were this safe country. Truth is, I'm the only president this century that doesn't have any, this decade, that doesn't have any troops dying anywhere in the world like he did.
There you go. You heard it straight from the horse's mouth. That is a bald-faced, flat-out lie. Joe Biden thinks you're a moron and that you're going to believe that. And so that is what our sitting president said. The guy is delusional. He's delusional. And the crazy thing is, this Corinne Jean-Pierre, she tried to spin this so that it didn't seem as bad as it was. But there is no way to spin that. You can't unring that bell. She said, and I quote, "The president was making a comparison between how many service members have died under his leadership versus in previous years. That's what the comparison that he was making." He was doing that because he cares so deeply about them and their families and wants to keep troops safe. She didn't admit that it was incorrect. She didn't do anything except try and make it sound less bad. He lied, flat out lied. And, you know, hey, she's like, so what? They don't mind gaslighting you. They don't mind lying to you. They think you're stupid. But you know what? Pay attention. It's stuff like that right there. If he's lying about that, that's easily disprovable. What else is he lying about?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so I got a message here from Richard in Billings. It says, quote, "So I guess it would be safe to say that he's a lying dog-faced pony soldier." Thanks for that message, Richard. Oh, that's a good one. Also, let's see. Has anyone considered the Democrats have the fix in again for stealing the election? Because of time constraints, they have to push, pull, or drag Biden to the finish line. I believe the meeting with the Democratic governors gave them some insight into what they are doing, and they all left with complete support of him. It also takes care of cackling Kamala problem. Thanks, Matt from Billings. And that is something. When all these governors, the Democrat governors, go back there to meet with them, that's a strategy meeting. That's what that is. I'm pretty sure that they didn't all come out of there thinking, yeah, that guy's really got it together. What they came out of there thinking was, all right, we have a plan. We know what the plan is. So, and I said months ago, that after the first presidential debate, we would start to see this happen. I predicted Joe Biden wouldn't be the candidate at the second presidential debate for a couple of reasons. Either he was so bad in the first one that they yank him and replace him with somebody else, or he has a health issue and he can't do it and he can no longer continue to do the job probably after his term. And I think it still, it could be one of those things. But I've got another thing here that I saw, which is, it's kind of interesting, but I don't know if it's accurate or not. 10 most patriotic U.S. states for July 4th. See if your home state made the list. So they analyzed all 50 states, and they used several things to determine this. One was the number of veterans in the state, the number of active duty military. Those aren't great predictors. But they also ranked it on civic engagement, such as the volunteer rate, trial and grand jury participation. Now you're talking. U.S. history education requirements, plus the number of adults who voted in the 2020 presidential election. All of those things probably play into it more than how many in the military are in a state that just, you know, they go where the bases are. But here's what they said. They factored in all these things. Going from 10 to number 1, Hawaii, Maryland, Washington, New Hampshire, Colorado, Oregon, Maine, Montana, Alaska, and Virginia. Now, Virginia is interesting. Now, there's a ton of military in Virginia. So if that weighed heavily in it, then I could see why that would be number one and it would swing that way. However, this is a fact that I found telling. 71.5% of Virginia's residents voted in the 2020 presidential election. 71.5. The national average is 67%. And Montana stinks at elections. I'm just telling you. So that is telling. That is a good thing. So keep it up, Virginia. Keep voting like it matters. And everybody out there, vote. You know, people listen to this show all over the world, not just Montana and the United States, but all over the world. And we appreciate all those listeners. But there you go. It says Montana's third. And part of that, too, I know, is that Montana and Alaska flip-flop back and forth for most veterans per capita in the United States. Alaska, Montana, it goes back and forth. And we're going to – let's do another phone test just to see. Let me try this. Travis, he's working so hard in there. I don't want to tell him no. Travis, can you hear me?
All right. Well, good morning, George. Am I on the air?
You are on the air. It looks like you got it fixed.
But you know, unfortunately, I'm not hearing you at all. So I'm afraid we're still having technical difficulties. Please stand by.
All right. Well, there you have it. I don't know. I'm going to give up on that. But that is Montana for you. We have a high rate of enlistment in the military. And, you know, that brought up something to patriotism. So, patriotism, there's a couple of things. There's Americanism, and then there's patriotism. And I think that it's important to know what those mean, because they would have, you have people out there, teachers, professors, that say that patriotism or Americanism is bad, and that you shouldn't be patriotic. But, you know, it's just not true. It's just not true. Let's see here. One of the things that I saw, let's see here, you know, without a computer in front of me, I have to kind of go roundabout ways to get to things. So bear with me a little bit. Americanism. The definition of Americanism: attachment or allegiance to the traditions, institutions, and ideals of the United States. Attachment or allegiance to the traditions, institutions, and ideals of the United States. Americans in Europe have almost all preserved their Americanism. That's an example of that. There's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, we're not talking about allegiance to the tradition of slavery or something like that. That is not what we're talking about, because that is not our country today. We're better than that. And that's not what it means. So Americanism, it's a good thing.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Americanism, patriotism. All right, so Americanism, that deals with America. Patriotism, that deals, well, anybody in any country can be patriotic. It's a feeling of attachment and commitment to a country, nation, or political community. Patriotism and nationalism, which is loyalty to one's nation, are often taken to be synonymous, yet patriotism has its origins some 2,000 years prior to the rise of nationalism. So to just make it very simple, patriotism is a feeling of attachment and commitment to a country, nation, or political community. So there you go. There's nothing wrong with being patriotic. Nothing at all. And see, here's the thing. You can be patriotic in the United States. You can disagree with the government. You can disagree with anybody you want to. And you have that freedom to do that. In fact, it would be patriotic at times to disagree with our government. I mean, that's okay. It's okay. Now, if you're a nationalist, you're not going to disagree with the government. You're going to fall in lockstep with what they do, and that's the way it is. But it's patriotic to question our government. It's patriotic to hold them accountable. And so there you go. I don't see and understand why anybody would say that that is a bad thing. I did see a good story here. You might remember a while back, the U.S. Marshals Service found several hundred children that were missing, and they had a second wave of that same program, special operation. The headline, this is from the Good News Network, U.S. Marshals find 200 missing children across the nation during six-week special operation. Man, I know a couple of U.S. Marshals. They're great guys, and they're some of the hardest working people in law enforcement that I know. And they deal with some of the worst people in the world. The U.S. Marshals Service, along with federal, state, and local agencies, led a six-week national operation that resulted in finding 200 critically missing children, which includes endangered runaways and those abducted by non-custodial parent persons. This is, the second rendition of this coordinated effort. It was called Operation We Will Find You 2. It ran from May 20th to June 24th. So thank you to all of those marshals out there that participated in that, found those children. That's a great story, and it's important work that they do. And, that is good news. That is very good news. There was another story, I think, briefly. Having gratitude linked to lower risk of death independent of confounding factors, innovative study shows. So what does that mean? It says a new study looking at the effects of gratitude or being grateful on mortality risk showed that independent of classic mortality indicators of cardiovascular health, smoking, and chronic disease burden, grateful people showed lower rates of early death than less grateful peers. Well, grateful people are happy to be alive, I'm sure. So that makes sense to me. But the study examined over 49,000 older women in the nursing profession and is claimed to be one of the first studies to investigate the effects of gratitude on mortality. Look at that. Man, they'll do all kinds of studies. They'll find new ways to do things. So if you're grateful, you have gratitude, you might live longer. How about that? That is, holy cow. 88-year-old proud foster mom retires after raising over 40 children. Woo! That's a lot of hard work right there, I'll tell you. So, I know we talk about a lot of politics, a lot of garbage that I call it garbage. I don't know. I'm the one telling you about it. We talk about a lot of serious and important stuff, but that's not all there is out there. There is good news out there. There are good things happening out there. For instance, Susan in Missoula, she says Missoula and Bitterroot July 4th was spectacular. All day event at Fort Harrison was patriotic. You know, there are good things that happen out there. There are very good people out there that do great things. And a lot of times they do it silently behind the scenes and people don't know about it. You know, it seems like all we hear are the people that are screaming for different things. You know, they feel that there's inequality. They feel that there's not enough diversity. There's this, there's that. And you hear those people screaming all the time because the mainstream media picks up that torch and runs with it and spreads that everywhere. But there are a lot of good things that happen out there in your town, your state, and your nation that you never hear about. You never do. And, I'm going to briefly tell you, I met someone again. I had not seen this gentleman in decades. And I was really impressed and uplifted by him. He, way back when I was a kid, I don't exactly know what year it was, but he was about 18-ish, somewhere in there, maybe just out of high school. He was in the Army National Guard. He was from my hometown. He had drill one weekend, and then that evening after drill, probably on a Saturday, he went out to this local ranch that used to have rodeos every weekend or a couple times a month. And he was out there riding, and he broke his neck. And he, yeah, well, you can imagine, he broke his neck. He had a long, long road to recovery on that, and never fully recovered. But one of the things that impressed me about him was his attitude today. So he did get a job. He managed to get back to walking again through his own hard work. And even then, people told him, you know, you really should take disability. You really should change your life because of this injury that you had. And he refused to do it. He refused to take disability. He worked as long as he possibly could until, you know, age and time got to him and his condition deteriorated. And he's right now, he uses a wheelchair all the time. But his outlook on life is amazing. He's a man, he's a God-fearing man. He is positive, has a great outlook. He is making the best of his situation. And I was really impressed by that and uplifted by him and his demeanor and his attitude. And, you know, it's things like that that happen to us that, you know, we got to remember those. We got to pay attention to those things. And, you know, I read a story yesterday about somebody that did something for someone else and they felt better after doing it, being around that person. And, you know, sometimes getting involved and being around people like that, it can make a real difference in your life and it can change your outlook on things. So, there are a lot of good things out there. Just remember that. And, don't think that it's all doom and gloom. It does sound bad sometimes, and there are important things to keep your eye on. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, there's a lot of good as well. Let's see. There was a shark attack in Texas. I saw that. It stinks. Plus, there's a hurricane down there, kind of hit land in Mexico and might be headed for South Texas. I know that's not local. Yeah, Hurricane Beryl hammers Mexico, sets sights on South Texas. That's something to keep an eye on if you're listening from down there. There is a story I saw about AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She threatens to take action after the Supreme Court's presidential immunity ruling, and God's influencer is set to be canonized by the Catholic. Wow. Let's see. I don't even know. I don't even know what to think about that. AOC. I don't know. See, here's the thing. Here's somebody that's a member of Congress, and because the Supreme Court rules on something that she doesn't agree with, immediately they need to be replaced. They need to be replaced. Well, that's, the Supreme Court isn't there to do the bidding of one party or another. It's there to clarify the law and to rule on legal matters. You know, is it constitutional? Is it not? Is it legal? Is it not? And just because they rule against something that you believe in doesn't mean that they're wrong. It might mean that you're wrong. But that doesn't mean that we can go in there and just replace the justices because they don't agree with us that day. That's ridiculous. But see, that is the type of people we have in Congress right now. And that's insane. I can't believe that anybody would speak out and say the things that these lawmakers say, members of Congress, when they don't get their way. Do they not listen to themselves? It's obvious they don't know anything about the Constitution. or the way things work, or the three branches of government, or a whole lot of things. I've come to the conclusion that you don't have to have any qualifications at all to be a member of Congress. You know, there's a lot of rich people up there. There's a lot of attorneys up there. There's no denying that. But AOC's there. There's a whole lot of the whole squad. There's a lot of people that are there that they don't have any qualifications to be there because they certainly don't know the Constitution or the three branches of government or how anything works. So, hell, let's all run for Congress because we can't do as bad a job as they're already doing.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
Smithfield Foods, a Chinese-owned company, will close its Altoona, Iowa, ham boning facility and consolidate the production volume at another location to improve the efficiency of its manufacturing platform, according to the company. Smithfield says it will provide transition assistance to over 300 employees at the facility who will be affected by the closure. The company said they'll meet with employees individually to provide additional details about the transition plans, including severance and potential employment opportunities. Critics of the Chinese-owned company say this is another example of consolidation in agriculture and the impact that foreign-owned companies have on U.S. farmers and ranchers. In national news, 157 Republican lawmakers are urging Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael Regan to rescind a rule mandating the electrification of heavy-duty trucks, arguing it would be costly for farmers. The rule, set to tighten emission standards for 2027 through 2032 vehicles, is viewed as favoring electric vehicles. Lawmakers claim the rule would necessitate nearly $1 trillion in infrastructure investments and significantly increase costs for electric semi-trucks compared to diesel ones. They highlighted that the ag sector and small trucking companies would face higher equipment costs and tighter margins, potentially leading to business closures and higher consumer prices at the grocery store. I'm Lane Nordlund.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I misspoke. That message from Susan in Missoula. That event she went to was at Fort Missoula, not Fort Harrison. Sometimes those things just roll off the tongue. And apologize for that, Susan. So here's a story. There are some nutty people out there. Nutty people. It makes me not want to watch a movie at all anymore. But check this one out. And this is in Canada. But, you know, what happens in Canada is not far from here. And it's the same people pushing the same agenda. So headline is She-Hulk star blasts new law requiring parental approval to address students by preferred pronouns. It's absurd. She-Hulk star Tatiana Maslany put a newly enshrined into law parental rights law on blast, calling the measure absurd and an overreach. Listen to that, overreach. It should not be in the control of parents how a child identifies, how a child knows themselves to be. That isn't the parent's place. It's an overreach. Wait a minute. If they're minors, it's the parent's duty to do that. This is ridiculous. See, this is like you see these crazy stories about parents who have a toddler that's one, and suddenly they know that they're trans. You know, that is a mental health problem on the parent's part, because you cannot tell that at one or two or three or four or five. It's ridiculous. But here, this actress says that it is not the parent's job. And she advocates for the schools to keep things from parents. She says children have rights. Children are human beings. Yeah, minors are minors, and it's a parent's duty to help them along until they're an adult, to help them figure things out, to steer them in the right direction. You know, if you just let kids do whatever the hell they want to do, you can imagine how that's going to turn out, right? I mean, hell, some kids, they do nothing but drink soda, eat candy, and watch their phone, YouTube, and stuff like that. Where would that get them? Nowhere, right? Nowhere good. They become a dependent of the government eventually. So this is the things that we have to watch out for. That's why it's very important to vote in these school board elections and things like that, because here, and I applaud the Canadian government, which it really surprises me, but I applaud the Canadian government for leaving those duties and rights with the parent and not just giving in to kids. And this movement of people who want your children, they want that to happen. They do not want you to have control over your own kids. And, you know, that's ridiculous. But I think that it's just a sign of the times, and it shows you how dangerous this movement is, this trans movement and all this stuff. It's very dangerous. They're very well financed. They get all the coverage that they want, and there is an agenda out there to take your kids away from you, to mold them in this delusional way of thinking, and it's just wrong. It's wrong. So you have to watch out what's out there. You have to watch out what your kids are being exposed to, and you just can't leave it up to chance. You have to pay attention. Let's see. On this day in history, Travis, Spam, the canned processed meat product, was introduced. Spam. Yeah, it's what's for dinner in Hawaii, not here, not at my house. Every once in every 10 years, I'll eat a fried Spam sandwich. I mean, what the heck? Yeah, what the heck? You know, one thing, too, that I've noticed today in several different stories is if you don't think an individual can make a difference, man, you don't pay attention, because there is a lot of stuff going on out there where great examples of individuals that are making a difference, one that you see every day. And this is, I'm going to give Caitlin Clark many, many props. Because, thanks for the lunch idea, Travis says. There you go. Caitlin Clark. So she has a tough position. So she was the leading scorer of all women and all men in history of basketball. And she goes into the WNBA, a sport that virtually nobody watched. I mean, they had a small following. They don't make a ton of money because the league doesn't make a ton of money. You know, and I think they should make all the money they possibly can. They deserve it. They're professionals and some of the best at what they do. But here comes Caitlin Clark. They are packing arenas because of her. There are a dozen news stories every day, good and bad, about her. A lot of it's clickbait. Half of it is. But she has drawn so much attention to the WNBA. It's growing and becoming a spectacle to behold. And that's one woman's influence on that. And, it's crazy. People are tuning in that have never tuned in before. I've watched a couple of games. I've never watched a game, but I walked in somewhere, the game was on, I started watching it, and wow, it's crazy. And Caitlin Clark can drain threes from damn near half court. She's good. She is good. But, you know, there's an example of a person that is making changes in this world. And if you don't think you can, believe me, trust me. You know, if you have something that you're passionate about, figure out what it takes to get it changed or promoted or whatever and get it done, because you can definitely do it. I've seen it happen. I've seen it. I've worked with our congressional offices to get things done. And, you know, it's not always easy, but you can definitely do it. So to recap a little bit, more and more people are saying that Joe Biden doesn't know who he is or where he is or what he's doing. And more and more people, even Democrats and liberals, are saying that he should step down. Of course, you know, Republicans or conservatives, they don't want him to step down because they want him to be their guy on the ticket facing their candidate. Because right now, all indicators are it would be a landslide against Biden if the election were held today. It's not good. Not good. So, you know, it depends on which side of the aisle you're on, what you want to happen. But let's see here. What else is there? Man, Travis, I should have picked up a few more good stories. Oh, here's one. What is this? This is good for some people. Louisiana becoming the first state to mandate display of Ten Commandments in public schools. Well, on one side of the aisle, that's a good thing. On the other, not so much. But, you know, that brings to mind the push to remove good things from schools and public places and things like that. You know, there's an element of people out there, they don't want a prayer to be said anywhere. They don't care who says it. They don't want it to be said. They don't subscribe to the ideal that, well, it's not my thing and I don't agree with it, so I'm not going to listen to it, or I'll turn away or whatever. They just don't want anybody to do it. You know, in the absence of good, there's evil, and they want to try and get rid of all the good that's out there, whether it's prayer or the Ten Commandments, or, you know, there's people out there that don't want our flag to be displayed anywhere. They find it offensive. Well, you know what? I've said it before. You know what I think of being offended? I don't get offended because I don't give anybody that kind of power over me. This country is great because you're free to be an idiot and say anything you want to say at any time. But just because you say something that I may not agree with, I'm not going to get mad about it. That's your right. You go right ahead. You know, you let everybody know exactly where you are and exactly what you think. And I kind of like that because then I know exactly who I'm dealing with. We've got a few more minutes left. We've got one more break to go. George Blackard filling in for Aaron Flint on this beautiful July 5th, post-Independence Day day. And it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good weekend. So stay positive. Come back. Join us for the last few minutes after this break, and we'll see if we can't get something good out to you.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Thanks, Monty Russell, for sending this short story in. You know, I mentioned a gentleman from my hometown who broke his neck, but then continued on in life, being a productive individual, and that he has a great outlook on life. Monty shares kind of the same story with us. He writes, Martin Sprosty and his younger brother were both quadriplegics due to farm accidents. Neither of them took one dime of assistance their whole life. Both went to college, got degrees that were paid for from the family farm. Martin, the oldest, became the county treasurer, and Bill, the younger, worked for a farm loan agency. I take my hat off to them. Not one dime of public assistance. They were both great contributors to society. That's right. Thanks for that story, Monty. That, you know, it's inspiring to see some people and what they go through and what they manage to accomplish. I hesitate to say you can do anything, but you know what? You can damn near do anything you want to do if you have the drive to do it. That's incredible. That's great. Great story. I saw another story about somebody that did something impressive. There was a man with locked-in syndrome. He completes a 50,000-word book using just his eyes. An Englishman living with rare locked-in syndrome completed a 50,000-word autobiography using just his eyes. He suffered a serious stroke as a teenager, leaving every muscle in his body paralyzed. The book chronicles the years leading up to and after his stroke and was completed using an eye gaze computer, a machine that tracks his eye movements. So when he says completed a book, or when this says completed a book, he wrote the book with just his eyes. Wow, that's pretty cool. Technology is amazing. It allows us to do some pretty incredible things. But can you imagine? He was dedicated and devoted to that task to be able to pull that off. Wow, that's great. So let's see. We've got a few more minutes here. I saw there was a story, a local story here. $41 million awarded to fund Montana's new tech hub. The U.S. Department of Commerce's Economic Development Administration announced Tuesday morning that $41 million in funding has been awarded to Headwaters Hub, the Montana-based tech hub. Wow, that's a lot. Let's see. Headwaters Hub's finding is meant to tackle five projects: supporting final stage testing of technologies by creating environmentally specific test beds in rugged terrain, precision agriculture and roadway settings; building the region's photonics sector by increasing four-year degree opportunities in related fields; establishing and supporting pathways for robust engagement. I'm not going to read all that. It's a lot, but you can check that out. That's an NBC story. $41 million awarded to fund Montana's new tech hub. How about that? Let's see. I saw this story. I don't know if they talked about it this week, but the American Prairie Reserve purchased some more land in Montana. Man, this is something else. That's an organization that, you know, you might look at it on the surface and think, well, that seems like a good thing. But these people are buying up land all over Montana, and watch out for them, because at first, when they buy land, they tend to say, well, come out, we're going to have a barbecue, you can see the land, you can use this, and they make it seem like it's a good thing. But pretty soon, and eventually, they lock down that land and they keep you from it. And, you know, that's something to be concerned about. It says the American Prairie Reserve has been crowing about their recent ranch purchases in Phillips County. What they won't tell you is those acquisitions come at a cost to you and every other Montanan. It's important to reflect on what we're losing when American Prairie Reserve removes land from agricultural production. Most regretfully, we're losing the next generation of family ranchers whose job it is to grow food. This story, is by Aaron. You can check it out on the Montana Talks app. Go there and you can read the whole story. Aaron follows this very closely. This is part of what I was telling you about. APR sells luxury glamping excursions on their property, which come complete with a private chef. In 2022, they reported earning $140,000 from these tours, for which they paid no tax. APR also leases some of their property, for now, to ranchers for grazing. See, that's what they do. They say, well, we're leasing this to ranchers. It's still being used for agriculture. But then eventually, they pull it and they keep you off of it. And then they're basically trying to create the largest, like, free-range bison roaming area in the world. And a lot of this is funded by outside money having influence here in our country. So keep an eye on that. Well, hope you have a great weekend. It looks like it's going to be beautiful. The weather's great. There are good things out there. Find some of those good things. Go talk to your neighbors. Be good to them. Talk to them. Get to know them. Spend time with them. Go outside. Get your kids off the phones. Do something, do something meaningful. But most of all, enjoy yourselves and your family and your friends. Have a great weekend.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.